Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Welcome back to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. I'm extremely grateful for each and every single one of you for tuning in, and especially to those who come back every week to listen and to learn from these conversations. If you happen to be one of my new listeners, I would like for you to take a few seconds of your time to please subscribe or follow on any of the podcast platform that you are currently listening to right now. So then, the next time we release a new episode, you'll be the first ones to know. Take note, don't forget to turn on your notifications, and I believe every podcast platform has a turn on notifications, so then you will not miss it. To those of you who haven't left a review or a rating on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser, we always leave it on our podcast show notes. Please take a few minutes of your time to leave a review, leave a comment. And also, we provide our official email address on the podcast show notes. So if you have any ideas, if you have anything that you would love to hear on this podcast, let me know. After all, I'm doing this podcast for you. So I'm eager to know and learn of what you would love to hear. And speaking of reviews and ratings, we have our review of the day coming from AKNIC. I believe it's Nick. Here's the review with a highly recommended title and a 5-star rating. Thank you so much. Here's the review. I recommend this to everyone because it gives positive messages that uplifts your day. Tiffany is amazing at what she does, and each episode is inspiring and informative. Thank you so much for that amazing review. I really appreciate it, and I hope you are listening to this right now. Again, this is a sample of what I will do if you leave a review on the podcast. We will read it on the show. So take a minute of your time to tell me honestly what you think about the podcast, and we will appreciate it a lot. Last Sunday, I just turned 43. Yes, believe it or not, I'm 43 years old now, and I really feel amazing that I can proudly say of my age. When I was in my 30s, I never mentioned my age. And here in Japan, if you are a woman, they don't normally ask your age right away, as it is considered rude. And when they ask me, I will mostly lie and tell them I'm in my late 20s, or I'll let them guess what's my age. It's like asking, they're asking me, and I return the question back to them. And normally they would say a bit younger than I look. So I will tell them, you are just a right guesser, and, you know, compliment them. So that's what I normally do. And back when I was in my early 20s, I definitely look older for my age. And now, I believe what most people and friends said me during that time, that I will look younger when I'm past my age 40. And I actually do. probably there's a part of it, the genes from my parents as they look younger. My mom definitely looked younger. My dad also looked young for his age. My dad is about 80 something years old now, I believe. I think also I do the best decisions for myself now in having a balanced lifestyle. I have a healthy mindset. I have a healthy soul set, heart set, and healthy physical looks. I know that physical appearances may be less important, but it adds up to my self-confidence. Every time I look in the mirror and I see myself naked, I think that just boosts my confidence even more. And it's not that I always look myself naked in the mirror, but there are times when I look in the mirror and I see myself, I have an amazing body, I think. I also feel more empowered. I think when you take control of your life, you will find out that you can do anything. I don't think there's impossible. At this age now, I became more disciplined. I think it's one of the most important, as it affects every area in my life. If you are one of my avid listeners, has been following this podcast, last year, I officially announced that I will finally quit hosting events. I'm talking about parties. I'm talking about the team parties that I've hosted over the last 10 years, hosting the most amazing fun parties here in Tokyo. And usually during my birthday, I will host an annual masquerade ball for my birthday to have fun. But realizing it more now that I was doing it all for work. Don't get me wrong. I always had a blast at the parties that I've hosted and organized. But realizing it more now, I think it's more for the people who are attending on my parties and events. I think I made the idea of making my birthday a really fun gathering of a bunch of people, elites here in Japan. And I never really celebrated my birthday on my own. So this year, I decided to do it all to myself. First time in my life, no family or not even my friends around. I'm basically on my own in the house that I'm staying and celebrated it all to myself. Although there were a few temptations, I received a few messages from one from my close friend invited me to go for dinner to celebrate my birthday, which was really nice. You know, I really appreciate the special people in my life that really remembers my birthday. I was also invited to an event, so I was tempted to go, but I listened and I followed what the universe is leading me to do. I believe that the universe is really leading me on this special day of mine to something. After all, I've learned how to surrender, so I'm all ears to what it's leading me to do. The day before my birthday, it was a Saturday, I was going on through my normal day. Like, I was watching something on the net, and I heard a discussion about baking cakes. I remembered that moment that I had not baked a cake in a while. It's been, I think this year, I didn't probably even did this year. The last time I baked a cake was last year during the pandemic. I think last year I baked a lot of cakes, but this year I didn't even had probably bake one. And I even bought like a really nice oven. Also, there was this stuff that I ordered in an online store arrive on that day, Saturday. And one of the items that I bought was this cassava flour. And this cassava flour, I was hoping to try and bake something out of it. So it came to my mind that probably, I think the universe is really telling me to bake a cake on my birthday. So I decided to do that. I started looking up on YouTube videos. On my YouTube account, I have a selected archives of videos of cooking and recipes that I saved. I was looking at the archives. I found this apple chocolate cake that I was really wanting to try but didn't have the opportunity. And last week, I was in Nagano. A friend of mine gave me several apples. And I had it with me back home. And I thought it will be just boring to eat it. I mean, the Nagano apples are definitely divine. So delicious. So sweet. And it came to my realization that, oh, apple. And I can make an apple cake. So I thought the universe is really talking to me and making me something with that apples on the cake. So that's how I listen to the universe and what is supposed, I mean, it's leading me to supposed to do and I have meant to do. To decide as I myself usually can decide right away. Now, I just listen to what the universe is telling me. I became more aware. It took me a while though to be a smart decision maker, but it's all worth it as I don't really have to worry anymore. Another thing that I did for my birthday is I went to a flower shop and I bought myself a beautiful bouquet of flowers, realizing it that I haven't done it in a while and I love buying flowers. And I said to myself that I will not have social media checking the entire day or any work. It's just going to be me, the beautiful bouquet of flowers that I bought, the apple chocolate cake that I'm going to bake, and watching Netflix movies. That's what I did. And you know what? I loved it. I never felt sad or lonely. Even I am on my own. Thanks to COVID, by the way, because during the entire restrictions here in Japan, we don't have lockdowns. Ever since the pandemic last year, I am mostly spending my time to myself. And I think it's really taught me a lot how to spend time to my own self. The feeling of doing all this now is so liberating. No worries, no dramas, no thinking too much, but just to enjoy the moment with myself. I really think I'm in the continuous journey of my complete healing and on my way to explore my highest creative vibration. This is one thing that I never did for my birthday. And every year since, I believe it was 2015 when I started to think about things that I will do. I mean, things that I would do for the first time is doing things, something special for my birthday. And this is really special. I actually did two very special things for my birthday. Before my birthday, last week I spent time in Nagano and I am going to make a separate podcast about it because my experience in Nagano for a week was amazing. And that's another podcast episode for sure. So stay tuned for that. Not sure if it's going to be next week, but I will definitely have to share that with you because my experience in Nagano was unbelievably amazing. So there you have it. I hope you're inspired to do maybe next time or maybe next year or maybe your birthday is coming soon to do your own birthday and spend it to yourself. Because we don't have that opportunity. And imagine, ever since we're born, we always celebrated with someone. I celebrated my family, with friends. The fact that I can celebrate it now on my own and be by myself, I literally thought that I can probably live in an island by myself without anyone and still survive. Right? So I encourage you to definitely try it. And I'm sure you'll feel the same way that I feel now. And I am really looking forward to more of my upcoming birthdays because I think every year I'm going to do something different. It's just so fascinating to know that even though I'm 43 now, imagine for 40, 50 more years or 60 more years that I will live, there's so much things that I can do and so much things that can happen. So I'm definitely looking forward to many, many, many more birthdays and celebrations that I will do. This is your life coach, Tiffany. And if you have any questions, if you're looking for a life coach, feel free to contact me. I have my website link also on the podcast show notes. I do have programs that I can offer you if you need some guidance in your spiritual journey, in your health, mental wellness. I'll be more than happy to be of service and help you. And I definitely look forward to chatting with you again next week for another Breakfast with Tiffany show. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoy this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter. How much I appreciate your time for listening. How much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and